Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Father, we honor you in the name of Jesus. We ask you for grace like never before this afternoon. Let your hand of blessing be upon the service. We'll be careful to return all the glory to Jesus alone. Glory to your name. Let anointing on this commission flow fresh in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Read you a beautiful section of scripture. I will pick up the text from Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 22 to 24. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 to 24. Take my time and build it by the grace of God. It starts by saying, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood sprinkling that speaketh better things. And that of Abel." I'm not taking you into Easter. I know we just came from it. But we cannot, have an oversight that every time, every day, every week should be Easter. Because the message of the cross and the price of the cross is what has made us what we are. When I look at the excruciating pain that was inflicted on the Messiah, upon the Christos, what he went through, it is just, amazingly overwhelming. I have seen the scripture in Isaiah chapter 52 and from 14, where the Bible talks about they disfigured him, they tormented him, they subjected him to very cruel treatment, that his vintage was not something you can gaze your face up, your eyes on. They really took Jesus through a very painful process just for me to be saved. Am I getting one business? DM first walk. Now we bring free messages at the funa nanketise cofidro for Jesus to die for me. I have not been able to fathom or understand why he did what he did on the cross. And yet Yeshua Dawuromanka, we cannot be called children of God. We did not qualify to even address God. We did not qualify to even stand before the throne of grace. Without the blood of Jesus, most of us will be buried long ago. You are here by the grace of God. The accident you should have died, he still came through for you. The disease, the clinical disease, infirmity that should have taken you out, yet he came through for you. And I don't know why I am still alive. I don't know why you are still alive, because what you went through, that you are still alive. Others have been through and they are perished. Therefore, I don't want to take this particular grace for granted at all. I'm going to go over the scripture again, because many things in there, I'm trying to compress it so that we can work it with it by the grace of God. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. Read in Hebrews 12, 22 again. Unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Watch it. We work here. And I said, and which is written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all. I'm reminding you that you will be judged by God. I'm reminding the church that you will be judged by God. Don't worry, these fashionable issues, we try to also follow the game. Pastor, a woman of God shared with us a story She was ministering for Bishop Oyedepo, massive gathering and everything. You know, those days, you know those clothes that had shoulder pads? You use pins in it. And whilst ministering, she could feel that the shoulder pad is coming off. And it was coming off. And it had gone through her dress and it was coming off. And she could feel that it's coming off with the pin. Because pin is coming off. And then when she screamed, prayed a silent prayer and said, "Lord, you have never disappointed me." Enya ha! Platform, you should not be gumeni muas. Show me your glory. The moment the thing went through her skirt and touched the platform, the lights went off. The lights went off for only 60 seconds. She said how she picked up the shoulder pad, pulled the pin in darkness, and put it back, fixed it in there. The moment she took off her hands, the light came back. Oh, you could go look for the testimony. I'm talking about Pastor Funke Adejumo. You know, she shared the testimony. The moment her hand went off, the light came back. Your God is faithful. Yeah. Your God is faithful. I'm reminding the body of Christ that God will judge you. It's not part of it. It's not my message. It's not the pivotal call. But it's part of it. I look at John chapter 3 verse number 19. He said, "This is the condemnation. The light has come into the world. But men love darkness more than light." This is the condemnation. That light, ehain abe wiase ensu nipa wankase ye pesum ye dosum echen hain. Well, no, he said, "Well, we are born again Christians and all that." I'm also reminding you that judgment will begin from the house of God. Judgment. You know, I look at something that I've been following, and it's derived, it's a thesis, an article I have been reading, and it is derived from Jeremiah 6 verse number 16, where the Bible says, "Go and stand in the ways and see and ask of the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." But he said, "We will not walk in it." The article is like a poetry, and it goes like, "Give me the old time Christianity, where love for God brought us to church and not the needs of this life. Give me the old time Christianity where Christians were examples and not hypocrites." It goes, "I want the old time Christianity where purity was celebrated and sin was detested. Give me the old past where persecution was a testimony and not a reason for backsliding. Give me the old past where saints were more heavenly conscious and not worldly based Christianity of today. Give me the old past where sisters married as virgins and not single parents. Give me the old past where husbands were loving and wives were supportive and children were obedient, where women look like ladies and men look like gentlemen and children look decent. Give me the old past Christianity where people loved truth and hated lies. Worship was precious and normal, and cursing was wickedness. Drinking was evil. Divorce was unthinkable. Not where we are now. Give me the old past where the Bible was read in public, prayed in school, preached in the from house to house. To be called a Christian was what? Give me the old part Christianity where sex was a holy and a private event. Oh homosexuality was unheard of. Abortion was illegal. Preachers preached because they had a message. And Christians rejoiced because they had victory. Give me the old part Christianity. Oh yeah, where preachers preach from the Bible and singers sang from the Bible and singers turned the lost to the Lord. Give me the old part Christianity, when born again meant new life and salvation meant a changed life. Following Christ to eternal life was a priority and the order of the day. Give me the old time Christianity. Oh yeah. Where we tend to church, not to a theater. We came to the altar, not to a platform. Give me the old time Christianity where the gospel was preached and not motivational speaking. Give me the old time Christianity, oh yeah, where the sinner lifted their hands unto the Lord and surrendered all and turned their backs on the world. Give me that old time Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to use the opportunity. You know, this is the time of Christian life or Christian dispensation where we need to sit back and reflect whether we are still in the faith or departed. I know this type of message is not popular. It's not a popular kind of message. The people that preach it need a lot of courage to do it. Oh, I know how to preach a good one. Don't worry. Let me start with a bitter one and then I will end up with a good one. Don't worry. I know what tickles the Christians. I know how to hoop. Don't worry. We will get there. The modern day Christianity have turned into the fact that, I quoted 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 in the first service. That is one particular scripture that the modern day believer don't understand. We have come to the place where we have misquoted scriptures and, misrepresented, misinterpreted. Even the scriptures, the veracity, the intensity, the authenticity, the accuracy of the word. We have lost the proclivity of exegetical preaching where the context, I have not been to a Bible school, but the Bible school people learn something in theology called apologetics. Apologetics simply means the defense of the gospel. Defending the word of God is lost from our podiums and from our pulpits. Here, because the bitter, I was telling you on Wednesday, a dra and you know pa and a sire dear. A dra and you know. Can you know? We never went to hospital and go to lab and all that. Your mother will just mix up num 20 and nomini adia a champon and then put it in a bentua and deal with the issue and all that. I know you didn't expect that. I'm sorry for mentioning that one here. But as a matter of fact, it brought you healing. Your mother will say, jump, jump, jump. A drone buffer also. And then immediately, all kinds of things. Tia, everything. They go out and up and every I came, when I'm here hononasam, it comes with here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there. Let us walk the entrance of his word that bringeth light and brings understanding to the simple man. Yes, because whether you hear the truth or not, time is still ticking. Whether we preach the gospel or not, time is ticking. Whether we tell the parishioners what they want to hear or not, time is ticking. The judge of all the world is coming and he will judge. We have come to Jesus and that is one particular name. Even though we mention it, it does not mean too much to us. was listening to a preacher preaching in a memorial service. I mean, memorial service is a platform where people who normally don't come to church will come. The preacher preached his preamble or prologue, introduction to the conclusion, to the, you know, epilogue, and did not mention a single mention of Jesus. So the question is, what is the essence of the preaching? That is the question. Look at our gospel musicians today. I see a phenomenology coming into the body of Christ. Now the songs they write is all about, I was poor and tattered and wretched, and I was struggling in the village, and Jesus helped me today. But that is not the essence for your singing. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament. We have come to Jesus, the mediator. What is he mediating? What is he mediating? Why is he mediating between you and God? Why is there a need for mediation? He sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for you, because the moment we cease to preach Christ, the cross, him died and resurrected, the moment we miss that, the moment we miss that, we have gone past the fear of God, and all we want to do is to make people excited. The moment they are excited, then there is no fear of God. Our gospel then don't have the cross, it does not have the blood, it does not have sanctification. As a matter of fact, in the book of Romans, Paul's entreaties of the gospel, he talked about, he started opening the book with condemnation by saying, for we have all sinned and come falling short of the glory of God. Then he comes in with justification, then comes in with regeneration, then comes in with adoption, and then by the time he talks about adoption, then he moves forward to talk about glorification. Then we are going to be children of God. Oh, you are not going to the Christians go to church, they pray. But I have a question for you. If you are really a child of God, and you have already told me that the meaning of Christ simply means the anointed one, then the Christians also means the anointed ones, then why do we have a large scale of diabetes on our doors? Tell me why we have kidney failure as Christians. Tell me, you said the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So why is the Holy Ghost living with heart, high blood pressure and heart disorders? Iodine. Because we have become too sophisticated as Christians, and we are drifting gradually away from the real essence of Christianity. The problem now is that we are following the trend of the world. At the phobia, I'm telling you, I'm talking to you. Don't worry, we will preach the gospel anyhow, anyway. Don't worry, you know. On Wednesday, I was telling, we used to wake up to, you know, our daily path, our daily bread, our daily life. Young Kwan Sohai, we used to, now we are waking up to Instagram, to WhatsApp, Facebook, and all that. I'm not saying it's bad, but when there is a false balance, it is an abomination unto God. By now, the fear of God, and that is why we need to ask ourselves, you lifted up your hands to Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Have you taking stock in recent times whether you are still standing in the path? That is a question. These days, when you preach like this and you tell them, they go like, please don't bring us back to condemnation. We are not under the law. We are under grace. Well, grace, may I remind you, is not abuse. Grace does not mean let us abuse the goodness of God, the unmerited favor of God. He died an excruciating death, and all you can pay back is to just trample on the grace. Hey, this message, you know, because they go like, but that is where we need to clap our hands. So I'm not joking. Oh yeah, I'm not joking, because dear,
the moment
we are not telling you the reality on the ground. Let me read Job chapter 32, verse number 18. It says that I can't read it. I left the Bible somewhere. I came here full of the matter. The spirit within me is constraining me. Next verse. Let's work. Verse number 19. Behold, my belly is like wine which have no vent. It is like a bottle already to burst like new bottles. Verse number 20. Let's work. I will speak and be refreshed. Jesus said, Makasa! And that is why, you know, these days, people who used to pray, these days, they even struggling to pray for 10 minutes, yet they can browse the internet for 3 hours. There is a trend that is coming into the body of Christ that you do not understand. We can watch television, Nigerian movie, Ghanaian movie. We can sit with it, 3 movies on a stretch, and we are struggling. Struggling. Struggling to read the Bible. Struggling to read the Bible. And so when these days, when you talk about, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 2. When you go there, they say, well, that is not the grace, that is the law. And that is why these people have missed the basics. And when you miss the basics, you go off the track. And by the time you know, you have become like Samson, who feels he is in the faith, which yet is backslided. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt where you were slave. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make a graven image of anything that is like in the earth or in the heaven or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the sons to the third and fourth generation. He moved forward and talked about the third commandment. Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Oh yeah, thou shalt. And then you go to the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You have 6 days to work. The seventh day is a holy day unto the Lord your God. Work with it accordingly. He moves to the fifth commandment and talk about honor your father and your mother, that your days will be prolonged upon the earth. Look at the way people are dying in our nation. 15 years they die, 19 years they die, 20 years they die. Because you mumpany for.
I know the places. Don't worry about the amen. You mumpany for. In Nipa,
people that took care of you. And I have told people, even if your mother is a witch, feed her. Feed her! Your mother took care of you 9 months. Do you know what it means sucking breast for 9 months? 9 months. And you pay back all your baby food to me. We are baby food. Finally, a prophetic encounter. You be two a man.
So
the deaths could stop.
Yes!
Ghana is burying its potentials and we don't even see it. We don't even see it. 21 years, they are gone. 24 years, they are gone. And you know, the irritating part of this phenomenon is that we come and say, God has called them.
God!
What's the bad idea, man?
A DNA Dasro!
Sabre Yahokoji. Abraye Nayawa.
God!
Send a yummy flinipa. Send a yummy flinipa. Openum naba and asadi and wope. And God begins to call people.
Bonnie!
I can't tell you.
The wages of sin is death.
It has not changed. It's still the same. Scripture cannot be broken. Whatever a man sow, he will reap.
No.
I want you to understand that the day you make that girl and that boy feel that their mother or father is dead, you provoke the anger of God. I'm telling you.
at a time, it's like that. You pamper your children. Somebody that is a widow. A widow's husband is Jehovah. Treat them as such. Don't raise your voice at a widow. I don't care how they misbehave. Because if you do so, God will make your wife a widow. By killing you. That is how it works. It goes to the sixth commandment. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Eighth commandment. And then it hits the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. And then I love the tenth commandment. He said, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor. This is what this generation don't understand. This is the young girls want to date married men. Married men! Emma when you mirror when young cook here, Emma when you mirror when young cook no, and anakua, and anafuna, and anafrumo, and aninenchi, and a dear biala, a young young kudia, Emma when you mirror, ubi in a car baha, Emma when you mirror, ubi a sidine, Emma when you mirror, ubi a ware, Emma when you mirror, ubi a wo, Emma when you mirror, Emma when you mirror. Thou shalt not covet it. This. We should tell the church and let them understand that the fact that we are under grace doesn't mean this is abolished. If it was not so, we would have cut the Bible into two and threw it out. Sometimes I don't understand them. They said, well, it's Old Testament. Well, I want to ask you a question this morning. I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. Which testament is that one? Promotion does not come from the east or from the west. Which testament is that? Oh, God, well, stick with me. Stick with me. If the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Which testament is that one? You'll be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the storehouse, blessed in your household, blessed in the field. Which testament is that one? Therefore, let us watch the word of God and let us walk. I like Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, the Bible declares a very interesting particular scripture. He said, as you have received, therefore receive Jesus Christ. So walk in him. Verse number 7, interesting verse. He said, rooted and built. Rooted. You need to be rooted. There is something that is bothering the church. Lust. Last, I cannot hire. And the men, you know, the ladies realize that I cannot hammer, I cannot hammer, and that is why, you know, when I even look at the dressing we bring to church, I know that you are saying, don't preach about dresses. We're living in a modern time. But modern time does not elude or delete or abolish decency. Oh, God, help me. I feel like telling this congregation, God, help me. Please. How will you feel when Mama Martha or Mama Jane come here in a miniskirt? On a Sunday morning, how will you feel? Let's be real. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm reminding you that God lives in you. Yeah. Yeah. Second service, and am I a dean to do it? Sorry, they are parking in matrim, no home, no for size, breast size. Oh, I'm a very practical person. Will be to me parking while sorry, I know they are called Pim will be deep. Why? Because when who somebody with a tour, I can see her. Oh, help us. You came here to serve God. 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 You came here. You did not come here
to exploit the daughters of Zion. You came here to serve God. And that is why in these days we call a party and party and the people gather. And that is why I don't attend parties. Because as a Papa knows what I'm saying. You a preacher, you go to parties, they are just waiting for you to go. So they can start the second part. So they start with Baby na why am I fimo? Me am ye, I sit down ya wood ya, baby na why am I fi. We sing all that nicely. And then we say near Papa ya das a pastor or by. I mean shira, you know, basically we just get out of here so that we can Trod on your mommy. Then they can start. And then they pop up, you know, wine, red wine, white wine. I have seen preachers on planes and they drink white wine, red wine, and come back to the pulpit. We have forgotten that this place is a holy place where God has placed his name. I went with Sophocles, who is here. We went to a forum, and people come. It was the death of a young man, a lay preacher, and other preachers have come with their associate pastors. He was shocked. You, they presented to what? And some men were buy. They presented to you. Was it whiskey? Was it Oja bitters? These guys are Ghana, my prophet, they came to the funeral grounds with Oja. That is why the Lord spoke to me. He said, speak to the foolish prophets that I, the Lord, have not spoken to them. Ezekiel 13, verse 3, he said, they have followed their own spirit, verse number 6, and they have spoken madness. Tell them that they are fools. Put it on the screen for me. Ezekiel 13, verse number 3. These guys came with a bottle and told sophists, "Aden, mono yani abro, monumbi ana, monumbi yani abre." And these same guys will come and stand on pulpits and platforms and podiums and begin to speak to us. If these guys are laying hands on you, what do they give you in terms of transference of spirits? And that is why you need to be careful where you go. Yeah, bow coco about stickers now. Abano and Crofo. It didn't say, no, no. We are warning you. Yeah, bomo coco. We are warning you. People with water spraying their faces. Water they brought from Nigeria. Water they brought from Zimbabwe. Be careful. As I'm speaking to you, I have a young man. He's going to be 22. Yachiri natun sawem ne charge trumu trumu. Because of the call abofra ketekatekatekates. And that constitutes defilement. A man 8 years imprisonment. 8 years imprisonment. And I'll tell you how he got it. He went to school and was molested by somebody whose pastor was gay. Transference. When you're careful.
You are blessed to be in a commission like this where we don't bring in any kind of thing. This is a holy church and a holy place. You are blessed to have this. You don't want it and you keep moving, running all over the place. I don't understand.
Then maybe let me put a little twist to it. I know how to preach all that. God is bringing miracles. God, minimini ne preaching.
You will leap over the wall. You will run through a troop in the name of Jesus. Receive.
I'm preaching a crunch once, Marco.
When people backslide, instead of repenting and asking God for regeneration, they become like Rehoboam. They replace the gold shields with brass shields. Instead of repenting, they do a replacement. So they want people to know that the glory is still there. Halalabashaha. Pull some buttons, Unibi. Or in a place the other time, somebody says, Suriata, Suriata, Kalada, Suriata. It sounds to me like Sulia, isn't it? I go back to Hebrews chapter number. I started with it. Let me end with it. He said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Verse number 22, Hebrews 12. And he said, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels. I'm working it out. Let's work. To the general assembly, to the church, the firstborn, and which is written in heaven. To the God, the judge of all. To God, the judge of all. To the spirits of just men made perfect. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. It's amazing. When I was looking at Colossians chapter 2, verse number 7, I saw something very, very, you know, small. I want to end with that. Colossians 2, 7. Let's go there. Let's finish up with that one. Very interesting. He said, rooted and built up in Jesus and established in the faith. And he said, as ye have been taught. And here, I'm still referring to the previous message. Teach them abounding therein in thanksgiving. And thanksgiving, that word, thanksgiving. In thanksgiving is worship. In thanksgiving is praise. In thanksgiving is exaltation. In thanksgiving is estimation. In thanksgiving is macrographics. In thanksgiving is sublimation. Thanksgiving brings, because the moment you feel thankful, it brings you to the place of submission and prostrating and worshiping. Because Meshania in Ipafem in this year, in this country, Namesha, we will have to come to the place of thanksgiving. If God has been this good to you, and when you will look at the sacrifice of the cross, why can't you be thankful? Why can't you be thankful? Somebody said, well, all my friends are married and I am not married yet, and that is why I can't be thankful. But all your friends were dying and you are still alive, and there is something to be thankful about. I look at an accident that happened up in Sanwem with a VIP bus, a mother of 32 years of age with her two-year-old child. 2 years! Akwenshia, Tim! She's a Christian woman. She is gone. Look at this young man. They said he was drunk. The police got him off his car and all that. He works in the airport. You know, Tim, he is gone. He was shot. Who shot him? We don't know. But the underscoring point is that he is gone. To be thankful. If you drive your car from the home to work, to this place, to the market, to the shopping mall, and that should be able to bring you to thanksgiving. It brings you to worship that God has been extremely good to you. Sometimes God is hiding you from a blatant demonic assault and preventing you from going to fall into the trap and ditch of the enemy. And the Lord will intentionally prevent you from going to that place at that time. Sometimes that promotion that you seek, the Lord intentionally denied you. And so you will have to lift holy hands and say, I'm thankful for everything. Look at the way people's children are suffering in the children's hospital, and your children can roll over in your sofa and couch and land and just scream all over the place. And other people's children have tubes just by their stomach. They put tube and feed them through tubes. Your children can say, I don't like chicken, mommy. I want a kebab. I want kebab.
When your chicken say won pe, you should be thankful. Won kan jira wo mano. Won kan jira wo ma. Se buro nya nso ya won ya koko. Winya mo mama ne. Ne buro nya so nso ya ri ne nan na to so ma wo. Anya ne nan ya ne kon. Won kan jira wo ma. Womo de ya chi akoko muadi simo fre yanim. Womo tutu ne sere ne abasa ne womo mpe. Ne de akoma nkramai. Eh Awurade why be you Jesus? Why be you? Why be you? And that is why I can't stop thanking you. I can't, oh my God. I want to tell this church in the name of the Lord Jesus, even as God has been good and so loving to us, I declare we are grateful. Do you know the people who go for dialysis treatment? They do it thrice a week. And once, just once, is 400 Ghana cedis. To 400 Ghana times 3, times 4 in a month, times 12 in a year. And what is the dialysis treatment for? It is only to help you to wee-wee. Ujun sokeka. Sir! And a baby, God, I am thankful. Oh, I am thankful. And so I declare, you know, to one of the things we should be thankful for. You're born in nature. Every day, this is my dog. Hey, you didn't do it. What kind of love is this? I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm. Oh, yeah. Minimum of your Didi and Kasaka can hear no. Well, my childhood friend, mother, on where the Anan and Saptar silver, the boom boom punya. Blisters. Can blisters kill? Within 7 days, no corona rises from here to there. Sunday, she was gone. I'm a chef near Radia Yo. Huh? You were driving. God has delivered you from blatant demon. When our children go to school, listen to this one, don't miss this one. When our children go to school, whether they are being taught by demons, by occultists, by Illuminatis, we don't know. When they go to their secondary school, and yet there's some growth, we'll be called Pania, and I know weak here, chairman, 4 people, they are dead just by taking an injection. Therefore, I am thankful. And I want to tell everybody, this is what the love of God is all about. The love of God shows you. He rebukes you when he has to rebuke you. He polishes you when he has to polish you. He straightens you when he needs to straighten you. He loves you when he needs to love you. He expands you when he needs to expand you. He blesses you. And all we need to do is to be thankful. To be thankful. Me no kasa obi maami she fridge, obi ba she fridge, obi kunu she fridge, obi yiri she fridge. But God. So he said, we have come to Mount Zion, to the innumerable company of angels. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to the place of help. We have come to the place of regeneration. We have come here, and your baby, baby, people are running helter-skelter and looking for help in the wrong places. We have come to God, who is a strong tower, all run to, and they are saved. The monkeys believe him for food. The tigers believe him for food. The hyenas believe him for food. The cheaters believe him for food. 7.4 billion people believe him. Ghana, 29 million people. Everybody in this building has never slept empty stomach this year before. This you are not thankful for. Everybody, Jesus. You are not thankful for. Go to Sudan. Go to Yemen. Go and see how people are struggling. Go to Syria. Go and see how people are struggling. And God, and we are not the only Christians. And that is why we cannot take the grace of God for granted. We cannot trample on the grace of God. Listen! We can't trample on it. And therefore, when we lift holy hands and sing about Jesus, we mean it. We have to mean it. We don't have to sing one thing and do another thing. Hear that? As I bring my message to a close, I need to tell everybody, if this God have been this gracious to us, then
You don't have to joke with it. Put that scripture back. I end with it. Colossians 2:7. Put it back there. It goes like deeply rooted and built up and established in the faith. He said, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I am thankful. Thankful. I know people who don't have all that God has blessed you with. Yet, they are thankful. I was preaching in a crusade at Breweniase in the upper volta near Dambayo, Breweniase, somewhere, and all that. Everybody came to church barefooted because they didn't have shoes. Except the pastor, and the pastor's shoes was Afro Moses Tawoto. That was the only shoes the pastor had. And they came, there was no electricity. They came with lanterns. The more they came, the brighter the place. And they lifted worship. Oh my God. They lifted worship. Enkwanye Yehovah. Enkwanye Yehovah. 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 Bubuna. Yehovah. Hey. I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby. These people just prostrate. Worshiping you. You don't pray in Jesus' name because para. These people don't have para. There is no pharmaceutical companies in the place. Kaba kuchamu yawada aji yawada. Therefore, their only hope is God. You have a consultant, you can pick up the phone and say, Doc, I feel this, I feel that. These people don't have, you know, and everything is Yehovah. Yehovah Mawu is everything. And I'm telling you, that is how thankful we have to be. I want to tell you, the fact that the door is not yet open, you should be thankful that at least you are alive. 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 Correct, Kolibu. Go to Kumasi G. People lying on the floor. You realize that these ones, they are just whiling time, so they will die and give the space to other people. Yet, in all these things, he said, put it back. He said, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding. This morning, afternoon, we want to be grateful to God. It's a good song. May not wait. Tarabarade Fofonye Enya Yeah
Madride Chi
Jehoa
Nyava Wola
Enkwenye. Can you stand? Let's pray.
Enkwenye Yehoa
Your two hands are lifted. Close your eyes. Yehovah. That's right. Yehovah. Come on.
Yehovah. Bubuna wo.
Doesn't matter what you go.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.